This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran denied Friday that it was responsible for the downing of a 737 jet that killed all 176 passengers on board. But the United States joined other nations in blaming Iran for shooting down that Ukrainian jetliner. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any missiles hit the plane. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The wife of the pilot of the doomed Ukrainian jetliner that crashed in Iran says she urged her husband not to fly that night. We get that story from AP's Jackie Quinn.
With escalating tensions in the region between the U.S. and Iran, widow Katerina Gapanenko tells Sky News she urged her husband to cancel his shift, but he said if he didn't fly the plane, who would? Ukraine's foreign minister says the pilots were on a proper course.
There was nothing to indicate that this flight endangered.
Across the globe, there's mourning for all 176 victims, more than 60 from Canada, including a dentist in Halifax whose husband spoke on CTV.
This tragedy was very, very hard for all passenger family.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week. Washington threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. At the White House, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told a news conference the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
The Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize its missile development program, and end its support of militias in the Middle East. Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast eased somewhat Saturday after a tough night for firefighters. Authorities said they expect to have at least a week of milder weather where they can improve defenses against the huge blazes that are still burning. A strong southerly wind change on Friday night whipped a number of fires up to the emergency warning level, but by Saturday morning, cooler temperatures and rainfall had eased conditions. New South Wales Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons said Saturday that firefighters want to make the most of the milder weather.
We really want to take advantage of the more mild conditions that are before us over these next 5 to 7 days to see if we can get as much consolidated and as much contained as we can before we see any return to warmer conditions.
Since October, 27 people have been killed and thousands subjected to repeat evacuations, as huge and unpredictable fires have scorched more than 10.3 million hectares of land. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will take steps next week to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the U.S. Senate. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment trial could start next week. He's anxious to get started.
It's been a long wait. I'm glad it's over.
The president was impeached in the House 3 weeks ago. Pelosi has been in a standoff with McConnell over how the trial would be handled. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says impeachment was based on assumptions and no direct evidence.
It is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here.
But Washington Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi is doing this the right way.
Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair.
McConnell wants a speedy trial without new witnesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.